بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الفطرة خمس أو خمس من الفطرة: الختان والاستحداد وتقليم الأظفار ونتف الإبط وقص الشارب. متفق عليه. الاستحداد حلق العانة هو حلق شعر الذي حول الفرج. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, there are five things that are part of fitrah. Or fitrah is made up of five things. Fitrah means the natural disposition Allah Ta'ala puts into a person. So five things are from the natural disposition of man. Al-khitan, circumcision. Then al-istihdad, shaving the pubic hair. Taqleemul adfar, clipping the nails. Natful ibit, refers to plucking the hair from the armpits, or person shaves the armpits. And the fifth one, qasru sharib, clipping the moustache. So these are natural disposition of man, that the person would be concerned about these things, and all these things pertain to cleanliness. After discussing miswak, etc., then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith, and the next hadith has mentioned 10 things. So these are things that a person should be concerned about. He put the pubic hair, the hair under the armpits. Islam teaches us cleanliness. Even the moustache, while it's permissible to have a moustache, it should not go over our lips. It should not be so thick that it comes over our lips. And in fact, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many words indicate to the moustache should be clipped very, very, or completely, or at least a person should have some care when he is, or he should make sure his beard is lengthened and his moustache is curtailed. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عشر من الفطرة. This hadith of Sayyidina Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, she says Rasul said 10 things of a man's natural disposition. قص الشارب وإعفاء اللحية والسواك واستنشاق الماء وقص الأظفار وغسل البراجم ونتف الإبط وحلق العانة وانتقاص الماء. قال الراوي ونسيت العاشرة إلا أن تكون المضمضة. قال وكيع وهو أحد رواته انتقاص الماء يعني الاستنجاء. رواه مسلم. So here 10 things are from man's natural disposition: clipping the moustache, lengthening the beard, using the miswak, inserting water in the nose when we make wudu, then we put water into the nose and we clean the nostrils, clipping the nails, the nails should not be long and filthy and dirty, washing the joints, so we have joints in the body, fingers, our feet, so these joints should be washed thoroughly, removing the hair from the armpits, shaving the pubic region, and washing the private parts after relieving oneself, which you know is istinja. The narrator said, I forgot the 10th one, but it is most probably rinsing the mouth when performing wudu. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. These are simple things. From childhood days, we learn many of these things, and as we grow up, we become baligh. We should teach our youth, especially when it comes to certain aspects of the pubic hair, etc., that they should be cleaning it. And the last hadith in this chapter, وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, أحف الشوارب وأعف اللحى. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنه said, yani, curtail the moustache, let it be, no, it should not be thick, and lengthen the beards. The beards should be long. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir ta'ala, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.